This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The U.S. has three vaccines now to battle COVID-19, and the CEO of Johnson & Johnson says they are excited that millions of doses are going out right now, just hours after they got CDC approval for their vaccine. Alex Gorsky tells the Today Show.
We're shipping 4 million literally as we speak. We're committed to doing 100 million by June of this year and up to a billion by the end of 2021.
This is one shot, not two like the others. The FDA says it's 85% effective at protecting against the most serious illness. Health experts say it also protects extremely well against hospitalization and death. Texas's attorney general just said he is suing electricity provider Gritty for passing along those massive bills to its customers during last month's winter storm. New York's governor says this morning he's sorry for remarks an aide misinterpreted, he says, as harassment. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
For the first time, Governor Andrew Cuomo is acknowledging his behavior with women, in his words, may have been insensitive or too personal, and will now allow a full investigation after a second former staffer says he sexually harassed her. The Democrat maintains he never inappropriately touched or propositioned anyone, but teased people about their personal lives to be playful.
Will former President Trump run again in 2024? He's hinting he may. He was at CPAC last night in Orlando, the Conservative Political Action Conference, telling supporters who cheered him he's not forming a third party. He's staying with the GOP. The government's investigating complaints of engine compartment fires in some Toyota RAV4 SUVs, 2013 through 2018 models. This is AP News. An update on the health of Queen Elizabeth's husband, the AP's Charles Ledesma reports from overseas.
Britain's Prince Philip is continuing to be treated in London hospitals for an infection. Buckingham Palace says Philip, the Queen's 99-year-old husband, has been transferred from King Edward VII Hospital to St Bartholomew's. The Barts Heart Centre there is Europe's biggest specialised cardiovascular centre. In addition to treatment for an unspecified infection, he will undergo testing and observation for a pre-existing heart condition, the palace says. Royal officials say Philip remains comfortable and is responding to treatment, but is expected to remain in hospital until at least the end of the week. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The coronavirus is spiking in Iraq, and Pope Francis will visit at the end of this week. Health experts are advising him to call the trip off. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.